Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 199. Today is Saturday, January 18, 2020. I'm still not used to saying that year. I'm not 2020. I kind of like the 2020. Anyway, technically it's Sunday because you know what? Us Aussies outvote everyone else that is on the show today. So
wait, what?
Yeah. So it's actually Sunday the 19th. So there, yes. Anyway, I'm your host, Lita, and as you can hear, that was one voice. Well, there was two voices, but one voice is my co-hoster. So that one over there pointing in the right direction. Which I
you got the right
left.
Picture too.
I did. That was nice of me, wasn't it? Yes.
Same glasses on.
Yeah. Oh no. No, one looks gold, one looks silver. They look different. Anyway, I don't know. Isn't there a couple of goggles? Anyway, as he's here, as you can tell, everyone, as he's here, say hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
I would say thank you. I noticed it's the 199th show, not the 200th. So
yes.
I just stepped back on my importance.
Filler. We call it in the
filler. That's it. Filler. Show title.
In the last show. Yeah, filler. I'm the sort of the ringing, you know, like the last guy to get picked for teams.
But your call is important.
And please hold.
The next representative will be with you shortly.
Please hold. Yeah. Please hold. Your call is please important. Hold. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. But no, look, 199 is a very special episode, Azzy. And, you know, if there was anyone else that we would want to have on the show, well, they all said no. So I'm kidding. Yeah, I know. But anyway, thank you. So one, thank you for saying yes. Two, you know, thank you for turning up and I know things have been a bit crazy for you. So thank you for being here today.
Yes,
so
no pants, got my bourbon. So it's game on.
Yep, game on.
No video.
Thank God there's no video.
Keep the camera covered.
Yes, you know, we are a mature content kind of thing, but there is a limit. So let's just stay at that. Anyway, Azzy, let's catch up. What have you been up to? When did we last speak to you? That was last year. A couple months ago. So,
Probably not much. You know, swapping deaths with Stir probably.
Which you can continue to do. That's fine.
Chilling and killing. I haven't been prepared a great deal, but yeah, basically it's the same. You know, it's just trying to get the 120 and expanding my repertoire of tunes. Hashtag focus. Just continuing on, sort of refining my path, you know, since the squish. Just refining my path when I start a new tune, occasionally when I start a new tune.
Yep.
so, yeah, basically just trying to get to back. So, streamline my path. So, you know, really, unless something catastrophic happens, 60 is not a problem, even like I've got. Because I've got to 90 quite a lot and hundreds, I've sort of done that content a lot more, so I've got better at picking, allegedly, but better at picking what's good and what's bad. And just continuing on, I've sort of got other tunes and other sort of flavours, so you know, that's just been continuing on. All hunters, yeah. We've got
what? That's not like you.
Whoa. Oh well, you know, thing is, I started a well, I rode because I don't mind them. And I thought after the contest one died, I thought I'll start a rogue just to, as a side quest. And I got to, oh look, I got to 25, 30 or something. I hadn't done Moreau.
Yeah.
And so I was going to swear. Bugger me. The bloody
you can swear. We don't have a clean tag. It's fine.
The parachute didn't open.
That's right. So Moreau died. There was a couple.
My rogue died at 25.
Was that before Christmas?
Yes. Yes, before Christmas.
It was.
And I liked the rogue. I don't know how I go higher levels, but I don't actually. I like melee more than casting.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go like Shami, I'll do resto, but I would prefer enhance. Because my main's a shaman, and I off spec enhance.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so I've got a hunter. I figured I'll pick a hunter for every. So I've got one toon in every type of iron.
Mm-hmm.
Except all hunters except the passy, which is a rogue. So that's what I've been doing at the moment.
Okay.
So sort of focusing on. Well, the way I figure it, it's sort of like focus, but. It gives me something to do other than my main iron. So when it gets to higher levels, I've got something else to do. I don't try and force, which probably happened a little bit when I died at 103. It's like, okay, well, I'll go and do it my working man, or I'll go pick some flowers or something. It just gives me something different than just to concentrate that might make me say, oh, I'll push it, and I'll die. So it gives me something else to do, something... you know, different than just doing my iron. Although what I found last iron is, I sort of just continued to do that, like focused on that iron for a while to you know, up the higher levels. So yeah, just the same old, really. Not much different.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I can only imagine when you know when you're at the main screen and you click the button to create a new character, and you pick Hunter. Do you hear a scream somewhere in the background?
No, I probably hear a scream. The scream's not from the hunter, the scream's from the pets. Because they're going to cop it in the face.
Oh, but yeah.
I tell you what, I had a hunter die at 14 because the bloody parachute didn't open. As well, so it's twice. So I'm sort of clutching my...
Wow.
Clutching my whatever, when I do it.
Fly, be free.
So yeah,
gravity's a bitch.
Yeah,
just no, it's the ending that kills you. The ending.
Yeah.
So yeah, look, that's just I think just the same old, really. Just trying to get to the journey, you know.
This, I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020. So speaking of 2020, what's your goal? What are you going to do?
World peace.
And longer jail times for felons. Yeah.
Let me put this up. Hang on. Let me put this up. There we go. This is what Stir sent me and put in the show notes for Azzy. So so this is, you know.
I thought that was Nisi and Fur.
Yeah, that is Nisi and Fur.
They are our
designated guild cheerleaders.
I don't know how old that photo would be, but bugger.
It's so funny. Anyway.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway.
There we go. Yes.
That's basically it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So my challenge of the new year is, I think I've chosen just to enjoy myself, you know, like I die 103, and yes, it's a bit of a bummer, but I actually enjoy the leveling. Yeah, maybe not the first 10 levels, but I just enjoy the leveling. It's almost like, you know, I said before, put a comfy pair of tracky decks on and, you know, have a bourbon, you know, it's just pretty relaxing, you know. And so my goal is just to obviously get max level. I think it's more important this year, but because of the expansion and the going back to 60. So I don't know what that's going to happen. So that's what my goal is, to get the 120 before it changes. Other than that is to for the year, for to get below 10 deaths for the year, my goal.
Okay.
I've got one so many. It's one so far, it's a beauty, it's 103. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, if you do one a month...
Well, I was saying to Stir that, you know, that you sound like you're way there, mate.
Yeah.
That I rolled a gnome, and if I had a, like when the shit hit the fan, if I had a shadow meld, I probably would have been all right. Those situations is where being a night elf, because you just need it in very rare circumstances, you probably need a shadow meld. That was one of them. I would have probably been all right. But of course, as a gnome, I only had fane. I was cool. So, yeah, just get 120 before the change for next expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I had visions of rolling, you know, try and get maxes and some other types, like, you know, green and working man. But that's a secondary. This is something else on the side. But
I mean, you've heard. Of anyone who should be able to get to 120, I mean, you and Ash and Five and Nisi, and I mean, you almost all of our viewers. I mean, you've worked so hard. I mean, it's like you just have rotten luck sometimes.
I think what happens is, like when I got the zones, I got my path. Once you get to 100 plus, it's not so defined, and you really got to pick what you do. I've got a certain things I do after 100. So I've sort of said to myself, once I get 100, I might, or just do plants versus zombies, or just do bloodthirsty. And I sort of know what to do, but that's what's throwing me, because I'm into go into Loch Modan and do this quest line and do this. I know everything, but yeah, once it gets up past 100, you can't do that. So like, you get what experience you can.
Yeah, true.
So look, yeah, look, to me, like, getting, like, I know really well, you know, up to 100 what I need to do. So I've got pretty confidence. This is just a timing thing, you know. I've got back to 50 on my iron.
Nice. Yeah. Wow.
Because I've got no, you know, interference from the missus.
Yeah.
So
just a factor.
It's like gloves off.
Yeah.
But yeah. So. This, I think, like everyone's goal, 120. But I'm enjoying the other turns, but it's got to be careful about, you know, equipping greens and.
Yeah. You know, remember which one you're on.
Yeah.
That's probably the big thing. And you know what? Yeah. We've got Luna. When's Luna start? In a week? 2 weeks? Like, Luna's coming up. So that's a whole chunk of bonus XP. To save you going out and, you know, like questing, kind of safe XP for you. So, yeah, this week. Is it this week?
Is that when
really?
You piss on the on
Friday.
Fire, is it? Piss on the Horde fire?
No. Luna, no, that's Midsummer. Luna is go talk to the elders. Elders, look, right. If you, Azzy, if you want to go and piss on the fires, you can go do that, okay? That's we're not going to judge.
Screenshot.
Yeah,
screenshot.
Don't screen. If you do, just send it to Stir. No one else wants to see it. Yeah, but I mean, if by talking to, you know, there's going to be a whole heap of elders, that's going to be a fair chunk. So, you know, this is probably a really not a bad time for you to be, if you're 50 already. So, and you're like a leveling machine. Like, you're 50 already, Azzy. Holy hell.
I tell you what, I'm fine and I'm hurting. Hurting after the 15th anniversary finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
And the trivia.
Do I have to do this zone again? I mean, like, I've had to skip zones. Like, do I have to do this zone? Yeah, really?
You've got to go and actually quest.
Yeah.
Look for stuff.
Yeah. But I've got to the point where I said, why is this mob not there? Normally that mob's there patting. So I've been through the pass so many times and I've got it down pat.
Yeah.
There should be a mob here. Why isn't there a mob here? You know, it's the end of that thing. Hey? So, yeah, look, we all aim to get 120. But, you know, so if it doesn't, it doesn't. I enjoy the, you know, the leveling process, and it's all good.
Yeah. So just for those that don't know, you lost your 103. Was that last week or the week before? Last week, wasn't it?
It was on the 9th.
Yeah. Okay. So
I've got a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And then a spreadsheet, I'll detail it.
Excellent.
So it's on the 9th. I was just like,
yeah.
I was going to get a better look. I'll just fly over, and there was a quest I do to get some easy XP, and I went, oh, there's a objective. Okay, just release these things. I've done it before. I know what's happening. And all of a sudden, I seem to be surrounded by mobs.
Oh.
And so, I was throwing every trick in the book. And I'm going, oh shit, run.
And yeah.
And I just, feigned death just came out, but I hit it just as a firebolt hit me and killed me. like I said, if I had been a night elf, I could have feigned death.
Yeah.
It wasn't in particular, it's just like surrounded or spawn or something. It's like,
yeah.
It's something I've done before. Yeah. Yes, I could probably just kill easy mobs like Bloodthirsty, but I sort of like the quest. I don't, and that's probably what's detrimental. I'll probably kill myself so many times by doing stuff I shouldn't.
Mm.
But yeah. I know what I need to do.
Mm.
I know the quests. I know what my pet and I can and can't do.
Mm.
So, you know, last 100 I died was like the PC just froze for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was come back dead.
Yeah, that's right.
But it just happened, yeah.
Yeah. But you're 50 already, which is, again,
a
testament to, you know, the type of player and person that you are, because you just re-roll and off you go, which is, you know, which is a lesson we all can learn from, being that, you know, you just get right back into it, which is fantastic.
I had to laugh as, you're right, yeah, I had to laugh because actually I started another iron.
Yeah.
Just in case.
we call that a backup.
Backup. Yep.
And I actually, but I only got it to like 5 or 6. I'm thinking Stir's going to come up and watch me. Well, what have you done? No, just get a backup. Yeah, I had to start one at 5 or 6. So what I figure is, if I get it to 20 or something, then that beats the starting area blues.
Yes.
At least you got like
true.
It takes me like 5 hours, probably a couple of hours to get to 20.
Yeah.
So 2 or 3 hours. What have you done? No, nothing.
Yeah, what have you done? In a very dramatic voice.
Yeah, cats.
Yeah, nice. So then, before I get to the next question, I just wanted to also mention, because you are, even though you do focus on your iron, which is great, and that's going well, you've also gone with the a pacifist. You're also playing a working man and green, or did you not worry about the green?
Well, okay, I have to sort of come out. I'm coming out.
Okay, all right. You have
got
a green.
I've got a green man who's level 51.
Nice. Okay.
I've got a working man level 50.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a normal level 50. I've got a passy level 30. And as a cherry on the icing on the cake,
yeah,
I did start a bloodthirsty
hashtag
Team Nisi.
What? Oh my god! Focus, Azzy. Focus. Yeah. Jeez. Who are you? I don't know you anymore.
I know. Well, you got a bloody pacifist at 100. Come on.
I know, it's crazy.
So I rolled a monk.
Okay.
Hunter.
Yep.
May surprise you. May not.
Because
I figured...
That's unusual.
I figured you do get a bit of a boost going through their iron, because you do their quest, you get level 13.
Mm.
And they get rested quicker. Ha, see, I did my homework.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And So, but it's only 18, and
still, it's all right.
I don't do much. I might jump on and do. I'm in the lock mode in. And I might just take her out and do the loop for rares. So
it's a good loop. It's
something different, you know.
Mm.
It's almost like, you know, I might get up in the morning. I've got maybe an hour or two. I'll do something. I don't want to do my main iron. I'll just jump on one of the others.
Mm.
It's like as insurance. You know, I've got a certain number of chances to die for my iron. And if I'm on other turns, that's probably a bit of a safety net.
Uh-huh. Yeah, true. Yeah, spread.
Of course, I reckon
spread the love out.
If you're going. Well, I reckon if you're going to, get to 120, there's going to be probably a handful of situations, old shit moments, where you're probably going to die. And how you manage that, it determines whether you get the max level or not.
Mm.
So I figured if I do one of them on my other tunes, that I don't care. Well, not that I don't care they die, but that'll be... If I'm just like an hour before I go to bed, I want to do some irons, I'll jump on. I'll do the, Passy or the Working Man.
Yeah.
Quests, dailies, or pick some herbs, or go on a green. Mind you, a green hunter is a bit OP, which is a bit feels good after on an iron.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically, it's just something different. And then if I die, like 104, I can jump on another turn and just play that for a bit until I feel comfortable getting the other iron to, higher up level where I feel much better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So do you, when you do play a hunter, do you always play a BM hunter?
I used to love survival till they changed it. But yeah, basically BM. Now, I used to love them because I like melee, but and survival was good because of the talents you had.
Mm.
It was very good. But now they changed it, so it's not so good. So I just stay with BM. So don't change it really. It's what you know. I think the key is, know what you can do and can't do, and I've got my button set up all the same every time, so you don't want to think about it, what you need to hit.
That's true. So do you think the lessons learned from playing challenge tunes now is, do you think that's expanded for you, considering you're delving more into the other type of challenges? Do you think that helps bring back, I don't know, what's the word, a bit more focus actually, though, to perhaps your iron? Because, you've always been a big lover and supporter of doing the Iron Man, but by delving into these other ones, it's actually helping your iron to a degree?
Probably. I don't know if it's helping. I know that, that's probably why a lot of working men doesn't do well, because people forget, I think, that they're just irons. I think I mentioned last episode, last podcast, where, you're still you're still a normal iron.
Yeah.
Like I said, a working man turn is basically a normal turn, but you can pick herbs and mining, because that's basically what you're going to do. Mm. And basically what happens is, that gives you extra XP, so you're going to probably not do certain zones because you've got so much XP you can miss them.
Yeah.
What I've found is I go on my normal path for my iron, but, yellow dot on the map, shiny, I can't go past the bloody node.
Yeah.
I can't go past a mining node or a herb node. But it's good. It's almost like a combination of bloodthirsty, iron and working man and passy, because you just do your normal quests, you go pick herbs, you don't have to worry about self, just mow through the mobs and get your herb. And so, it's going to be probably once you get to 60, you can fly and go into the, unless you're a druid, go into your sky golem. I don't know what's wrong with people. Sky golem's all right. It's just bad. Oh, bad.
Yeah. No, it's not. It makes me sick.
So, to be honest, no. I think I have to, because a green man hunter, it's just ridiculous. And Passy's not the same. I don't think it does really. I have to sort of get back into my routine with a normal iron.
Yeah.
I don't think it really helps, because my green man, I've got a little gnome with green pigtails, so I know it's a green, and things
like
that,
idea.
And I don't think it really, I think you just got to change your mindset. I don't think it really adds to my main iron. Mm-hmm. So I've got a set routine, and you know, it's just something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, you learn the hard way. You mentioned earlier about, you know, you get to the higher levels, like, you know, Draenor or Legion, and well, you haven't been there as often, and so you're learning the hard way, you know, before you restart all over again. Mm. And like, it used to be most of us could open up the mine in Draenor, you know, when you're in your garrison, and now it is bloody difficult because there's so many mobs. You don't have the fried explosive anymore to kind of help you out, and so to try to sneak down there to kill the dude is just give it up. Don't even try.
For hunter, it's nothing. it's so easy. Honestly, because I've got a spirit beast pet that heals herself. I'll tell you what, it might be like a 5-10 minute fight, but my pet finishes on 100% health. It's just a long fight. It's not a drama for melee, and for, you know, everyone else it'd be a real pain, I can agree. But for hunter, you know, for mine, it's just a long fight, but my pet never dies. It's pretty easy. But I suppose lessons I've learned from playing the challenge tunes. Are we the next question, or am I jumping ahead?
No.
Well, no, it's more along the lines of, you know, because we occasionally get some new viewers here and those who are trying different tunes. So what's your advice? What do you recommend? And, you know, for who wants to try the challenge?
I think, and then people say, you know, play what you know, but for me, that's not actually accurate, because I main a resto shaman. I heal on raids. I'm not allowed to DPS because I add health to the boss, so it says my grade leader. But I play a hunter. I've got a hunter, 120 hunter, but I main a resto. I heal. I rarely DPS, and it's what you just feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I know that the leader mentions about like a lock with Chaos Bolt and everything. You know, it's, yes, you know it, but as an iron, because you haven't got the talents to change it or enhance your spells, so it may not be the thing. I think just play what you try, everyone, and see what you're comfortable with. So I play hunter, but I just heal, so I rarely play hunter. Other lessons is, I think I mentioned it before, know your quests. You know what quest does what. I've had to, when was it? It was a quest in Stormhind before I died, 103, and I went through a series of about 4 or 5 YouTube channels for the chain to see what was happening.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't want to do it. So just, if you don't know it, just YouTube it, because there's someone on there has done it. Like, you can actually see. I could see what... I sort of done it before, but I've forgotten.
Yeah.
But then at the end of this chain, you had to fight this boss, which looked a bit tough. And I said, no, I don't want to do it. And, you know, as I say, be aware of what quest does what mobs does what. Also, it's... I'm going from a hunter point of view, it's... And one of my annoyances where... I think they've included it in the gameplay, is this where mobs, they've got aggro on your pet, but they just charge you if you're a certain...
Yeah.
They charge you and knock me down. God, that pisses me off. They just charge you. And so, they've got to stay close or stay far away, or knowing what mobs, certain mobs does something, you know, like the scout gnolls in Loch Maidan. As a hunter, you know, if you're just from distance shooting up, they will shoot you. And if you're not got your eye on the ball, you will be down to health really quickly. Mm-hmm. So you'll either be far away or you'll be right up in their face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Go and stand.
That's like rares that.
Yeah. Yeah. And just
get, you know. Yeah.
And like, even like max distance. This is all for hunters, obviously. It'd be max distance. So if your pet dies, 9 times out of 10, you got time to resurrect your pet. And even if the mob gets you, normally it doesn't do much damage. You can get a pet to revive them to aggro the pet again. and it's just like knowing what the mobs do. You know, I know there's these satyrs in Fellwood where they have this fire aura or something where they just rip through my pet like a fat kid through a cake, and you know it's he's dead in seconds because there's AoE damage. So you know, okay, go max distance, and then you can res your pet.
Yeah.
And it's just knowing what each one does and not be surprised. I think most of the deaths I had is where probably multiple mobs has probably overwhelmed me. But basically just be aware of, you know, your surroundings and knowing, you know, when it hits the fan, what you need to do, what buttons you've got. Because a couple of times, you know, I've died and I've relived it. So, well, I've done this if I've just put Aspect of the Turtle on, or if I just redirected to my pet, I probably would have been alive for last death. If I had, I'd probably redirected my pet, it would give me a second to run away, but I didn't. And just enjoy yourself, I suppose, you know.
Yeah.
Just to do what you do. It's just a game.
That's it. That is it. I think that's good advice for anyone, absolutely. And it doesn't matter what tune you're playing, whether it's challenge tune or your normal tunes, just have fun with it. If you're stressing out over something, then, you know, log out and go do something for a while. But it's about having fun. So
it is.
You wanna enjoy it.
You're paying to play.
Yeah. So have fun. That's it. All right. So how's your week been though, Azzy? Like, it's been in game. Out of game.
In game.
Yeah.
Out of game, my wife's in hospital, so I'm let loose, you know.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's a bit stressful.
But she's doing good. That's the main thing. She's being taken care of.
She's doing good without me, which is a bit of a concern. Obviously, I'm doing a bad job. I don't know.
It's called rest.
I went to a visit the other night, and she's on drugs, and she's off the ferry. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. But my week, I've been out of sorts at home, but I've just been leveling my iron. I haven't touched. I might do the dailies for the Passy and for the working man, but I get sick of it, and I've got limited attention span to pick herbs. Although I used to, back in the day, do laps of Oldham to pick herbs on a Sunday morning. So it's not as if it's foreign to me.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I'm just out of my routine's out, so I'll just jump in and do some iron leveling up to 50.
Yep.
I haven't touched much else. I've with 8.3 starting, I've yesterday I tried to do the intro quest to get the legendary cloak. I'm going, oh god, I cracked it and went, oh, I've had enough, you know. But it's good in a way. You feel a bit more powerful on my main, and so I enjoy doing it. And because I'm part of a raid team and I'm healing, I suppose the expectation is to try and, you know, get up to the content and sort of, you know, enhance your stuff, you know, for the raid.
Yeah.
Because most of my time, to be honest, is with Iron Man, which is solo. But I'm part of like a guild, and we've been raiding like for 10 years, over 10 years. And you know, it's good to have like a group activity. As part of a group, gives you something different. And so I just started to get my cloak, and I just started to do the visions. And I'm going, oh, it's an idiot that started this grind, this bloody grind. And
another grind.
I'm a healer. You know, we don't like DPSing. And I'm going, oh, geez, so I'll do that. But yeah, so I just probably unlocked that last couple of days, but mainly just been on my iron. And probably got to the point, once I get up to 50, I'm sort of maintaining on my iron. The other turns are going to be probably back seat for a little while.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
So basically just sort of trying to get to 60 when the real game starts, or even that doesn't really. I suppose Well, it's changed a lot, and I suppose I want to talk about it is the, you know, after the squish, the path now. 60 is a no-brainer. Just it depends on now the last few zones between 50 and 60, what you need to do. Depends how you've done it. But in 60s, I mostly do north rand, occasional like outland.
Yeah.
Bit of Terracar. I don't touch. I haven't touched Hellfire or Zenga Marsh for ages. I don't like Naga.
Yeah.
I'm probably just sick of Hellfire.
Yeah.
And just potter around. And make sure I get a spirit beast.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to get into 80, 60. Once from 60 to 80. Once I get to 80,
yeah.
I really like Farshir. For some reason, I really. Do,
what?
I do most of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
I did
okay.
die once.
Yeah.
But I find it a lot different to the normal zones.
Yeah.
And there's nothing real. There's nothing. If you can just be, you know, area aware of the mobs, it's pretty safe. And this time, actually, I had a bug where it's happened before, but not for the last few times. But last time, a bug where it's sort of, you can't go through a certain wall when you do a quest, so it blocks off there. And then, sort of, I just sort of jump around, do what I can easily. And I think with the what I found with the stats squish and the zone squish is, I don't have to do what I don't want to do. It might not be a dangerous quest. It might be, but if it's not a dangerous quest, I just don't like doing it.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Yeah.
There's so many other things to do, but I just don't like doing it. I'm not going to go out of my way to do this quest for this thing. I'll just work it out somewhere else.
Yeah.
And most of the, like, from 80 to 90, most, like, you do, if you do all of that share, that's probably about almost from 80 to 90.
Wow.
What's the Hyjal? Mount Hyjal, yeah. Where you can do up to certain quests, but then there's one mob where there's a mechanic. If you don't put a shield up, you're dead, and that blocks so much of the zone.
Okay.
And then I do a bit of Jade Forest and the Half Hill and bits and bobs. So, yeah, so just at my work has just been I'm getting up to 60 and trying to get this hopefully 60 shortly, and then it's just one big journey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You never.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my week, really. Sort of like I'm a little bit out of sorts, like a hashtag grumpy assy.
Yeah.
And
I think it's understandable.
Yes, a bit tired, and and so it's a bit of a challenge not to nod off and die, you know.
Yeah.
Just fall asleep. I've done that. I think I killed a passy a while ago because I fell asleep.
I don't know what you're talking about at all.
I was about to say, you know, that must be an Aussie thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about at all.
Not that I fell asleep, but when in the contest, I had a rogue that was 35.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the quarry in Loch Modar, and I parked my turn there. Because my wife lived one of the, I had to get something before I went off, come back. Next thing I know, I'm 200 meters away and dead.
That's right.
Yeah. I was near the quest giver in the tent. There's no mobs around.
Yeah.
And next I woke up, I'm either side of the quarry dead.
Huh.
Unless,
almost like a cat had walked over your keyboard and hit the arrow key or something. Huh?
That's a
phantom
weird.
Cat.
Yeah. That's a weird one.
So that, you know. So that's my week. Nothing really exciting. I'm just by myself, you know, living the dream party.
All by myself. Yep. Well, pantless and bourbon.
Pantless.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. And, you know, good luck. Good luck with your iron. Level 50 is, you know, you. Clawing back really quickly as per usual. So
well, I reckon we've got what, September, October, November or something for the expansion.
I don't know,
I think
sometime this year.
Sometime
this year
by December. by December.
Yeah, by the end of the year, yes. Yeah. But, you know, as and I think it was Farrah Nisi had mentioned, there's Luna, then there's Love. Love is in the air. So, you know, we're running into two, obviously, for everyone bar Bloodthirsties, because, you know, Bloodthirsty Love, there is none. But for Irons and, you know, Working Man and those ones, you've got some good world events coming out to get all that bonus XP. Mind you, I still want trivia back. We should make trivia just a daily. Just a daily, you know. Just
I want to punch those quest givers in the face after a while.
well they don't always want to... but that's...
They have a daily
you day. Can't fly. Yeah, it's not that exciting. Mm. I'm like, eh. Mm. Just stick one back in the library. Like, I'd be happy with that. In the libraries. Yeah, library in Stormwind, where it used to be. Yeah,
love starts the day after Luna ends.
Yeah.
That's a bit...
So, you know, so there's a lot of good XP. And, you know, Love Rocket does not exist stone. I'm telling you. Anyway. Thank you. Anyway, thank you.
Love Rocket. Yeah.
Yes. Stupid. Anyway. Stir, let's find out how you doing, Stir? It's been a week. I see
a new a new month.
Yes.
A new year.
New year.
A new decade.
Yes.
So I figured, well, I'll just go ahead and kill off an iron and be done with it.
Yep. And, yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was.
You did.
So the druid over in Gorgrond.
Yes.
Over in Draenor. And I'm hopping around these big red mushrooms. And, you know, because there's a couple of treasures or stuff you can get up on those big tall mushrooms. But you got to get in the right sequence and kind of climb down and then jump over and stuff like that. So I was doing that. But, and I do not have flight in Draenor.
Yeah.
And, I know it just sucks. It just, and I, that's a whole nother episode. So anyway,
yes,
I jumped down and I landed next to a dude and he was pretty pissed that I was trespassing in his zone. So we started to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to root him, you step back some, and then you're firing off these wraths or solars or something. And, some other people decided to join the party. And then they dot you. They put some kind of fog or poison or something on you. And so Shadow Meld is now worthless. I mean, you can pop it, but you're not going
to. Yeah, it's
not going away. Yeah. And so I said, screw it. I'll just die. Take one for the team.
That's a tough place. In that mushroom, red mushroom area.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't like it. It's I do the quests there, but you got to be really careful because there's like so many stuff floating around that can.
Yeah, they're floating around, and also they're behind. You know those big vines and things that are in that area, and suddenly you've got a. Oh, and Blizzard, they tempt you. Like there's some dead dude at the bottom of a pond or a lake, and a bunch of snakes. Well, just go get it.
Yeah.
Right. You touch you. You put your foot in the water, and suddenly you got a dozen snakes on you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I've never touched that. That is.
Yeah.
No, that is not going that water.
No, that's.
Yeah.
It's there's a reason he's dead, and you don't want to join him. So just
snakes in the lake is bad.
But you got 2 120s. I'm no sympathy, Stu. You got 2 120s already. So you know.
Well, Well, all right. So your turn.
Shots fired. All right. Yay. Yeah.
Correct.
It's
my turn. Okay. Well, we won't involve the other ones. They get a bit. Yeah.
No. I'm gonna line Zorts or. Nisi or Fur, you know, my buddy Fur. Come on, take one for the team.
I'm sure she's saying some choice words right about now at the computer.
Fur wouldn't swear.
She's the sweetest woman on the planet. But I tell you what, you piss her off and she will swear. I've heard her swear.
She'll turn on you like a Rottweiler.
So anyway, I'm gonna roll another and. Mm-hmm. And but I went back to the Working Man contest rogue and got him up to 94.
Nice.
And So it's and needed some love because, you know, after the trivia ended, I stopped logging in on it. So I'll do that for a little while and then get back to the Roller Hunter. What the hell? I'd have to go with a petless hunter because.
Well, he's got that buddy still, so he got fine.
Yeah.
But,
I have no idea how to play a hunter. No way.
Well, I've got a rogue to 47. My highest rogue's a 47.
Wow.
There we go. Throw down the gauntlet. Well,
there's no rule that says you have to use a pet, right? You
don't
Marksman hunter, you get a bonus for not having a pet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, no.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's all right. You just stick with your easy classes.
Well, the easy class gets to 120, so come on.
Still.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Lone Wolf, that's it.
Lita, tell us, before we start into a bar fight, tell us about your week.
Hang on. Separate. Boys, get over one over that side. Yes, no. What have I done this week?
Cassie.
Well, no, actually, I have been really busy, and I made a decision that this week, because you know something happened in the game, and I was like, you know what, I need to let my sister from another mother, Chris, catch up. So I'm not gonna play any of them until she, and get, you know, like give her that little poke to be like, come on, get pacifist up to where Passy Leader is. She's probably like doing daggers at me right now going, damn you woman. But so I've kind of been busy with Void stuff with since the patch dropped, because you know Blizzard's gonna give me two more rep grinds, and you know I love my rep grinds, so just you know, off we go again. So there's two new reps in the zones, so I can't remember what they're called, but there's one from there's one with the Oldham dudes and the Vale. So there's another two, and you know you can never have enough more rep grinds, so off we go again. That's my focus has been very 8.3, which is normally kind of what happens, and the times when I think I want to play the Passy, I've just been killing like a ton of stuff on later. I'm like, I'm not hopping onto a pacifist after I've been killing, because normally a Passy, hop on the Passy first, because no killing, and then, you know, then start with Passies and work your way down. But you know, I'm just like focused with leader needs to do this, go kill all the big mobs. And I must admit, you know, I'm a warlock. I can take on some of the big dudes. The ones with 9 million health, they're a little bit out of my league. But, you know, I'm culling through some of the smaller ones. So I'm just, you know, running around Oldham and Vale. And I'm just like, kill that. So, yeah, so that's where my focus is. But, Chris, get your pacifist. Just saying. There we go. That's for her. So yeah, that's been my week. I've been little preoccupied with 8.3, but you get that. Okay. So hang on. Where's my bumper? I've got to find my bumper. I always get it wrong, which is this one. Hang on.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
I really need to change. I've got two that have got news in them, and every time I go to click the wrong one, and I'm like, no, it's not that, it's the other one. So I need to change the names. But as I said, 8.3 dropped. It's been a bit crazy. So there's assaults going on in Oldham and Vale, which now Nisi did some testing. I'm not sure if others have been, but apparently there's quests that will open up the new stuff. So if you're a challenge toon and you're not doing any of those quests, it still should show the old zone, and you're not getting affected by the void and the bad stuff, because there's a lot of bad stuff in these zones. So be very, very, very careful. Other than that, I think just tread with a bit of caution if you've not done them. You know, just make sure, keep your eye out, just in case if Blizzard changes anything with hot fixes and stuff. Just tread really carefully. As he had said earlier, there are a lot of zones that you can go and do questing in that. So if Vale and Oldham is ones that you normally do, perhaps now might be a good idea not to go to them. So, because there's a heap of other places that you can go. But again, just tread with some caution as to that. Auction house.
Sucks. I mean, hey, it's different, isn't it?
It's So, Stir, did you put this one in about the auction house?
I did.
Okay, yeah. All right. Do you want to talk about it first? Because I know there was some bugs, and I've not played with it a huge amount.
Tears the hair out. You know, all of us don't. We all remember when they changed the auction house way back when, and we're like, hey, what do you mean you got to right click to do stuff? And it's just, it's another change. And, you know, I guess if you're selling a bunch of reagents, you know, the new version is great. But if you're selling one item at a time and you're trying to figure out, you know, to how to undercut others and just see what the trends are, because if there's a bunch of them you can see the trends and stuff like that. And it's just, I don't know. I don't like it. I think the frustration, Ash and I were kind of talking about this in guild chat. It's like, Blizzard, if you're going to work on something, the auction house is not the top priority. Go fix some of those quests that are broken or glitched and things like that. You know, it's just, there's more important things.
Yeah,
I'm just whining. Sorry.
I know that Stone was saying yesterday when we did Adventures in Azeroth that apparently people were losing. They were getting things sold and no money was coming back. So apparently that's been, Blizzard has recognized it was a bug, and the money will show up eventually. I think they're still working on that, but people were putting up you know hundreds and hundreds of auctions and they were selling, and then they go to the mailbox and there was nothing. Blizzard said the data's there, it's just they've got to go through and something's hiccuped and you know they've got to fix that to allow the money to go back. But I put a couple of things up on the auction house and I kind of was a bit like, ooh, okay, I'm gonna have to spend some time, and I don't have time to sit down and spend, you know, because normally when you do auction house, I don't know about you guys, but I'll just sit down and just be like a quick 5 minutes here, put all this stuff up, make me some money, do little, you know, little spell, make me some money, and log out. Whereas I put stuff up and I was like, whoa, it's going to cost me how much? And you only want me to sell it for like 2 gold? No. So I think I need to spend some time properly looking at it, because I'm a bit like,
I never spend really much time on auction house. I don't know why, but just, I can't be bothered. I actually, with just doing working, man, I had a lot more herbs. I actually get up to like 70K, and I don't bother too much. I just whack it up there and...
herbs is always good, low level.
Yeah, I've never really been an auction person. I've just bought, if it's payday, I just buy a token, that'll give me gold.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I'm a simple person.
Yeah. it's a bit...
allegedly.
It's, well, I mean, auction house, it became a game way back in, you know, vanilla. because you think about, you guys have been playing WoW probably as long as I have to, you know, and you know how hard it was making gold back then. And I worked out and I was like, I know how I can make a bit of money. I just, all I wanted was enough money to play with, you know, not millions. I just wanted a little bit, and I worked out how to do it. So that's still there, that little bite of just have a bit, you know. And now of course you can buy tokens, which is fantastic, you know. All those My Dead Challenge Tunes goes into the token fund of you know, anything sold. So
the token, wouldn't that throw out the economy? Because people would just, okay, I'll just buy a token, I might have like 200,000K, I'll buy stuff. Doesn't that just inflate, you know, the cost of stuff?
Don't know. It's probably regulated somehow with Blizzard side, so yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's right. Fez, like me, you've got strategies that work, and you know that even though you're not necessarily making huge amount, you turn over, you know, a decent amount that you're kind of, you're happy with, and know that you can get that. So I think it's just a thing, a change that we've got to get used to. So again, just be careful. Stuff's out with 8.3, you know, just watch with your challenge tunes. Alminia had added the new races in for the challenges, so by rights, if you're rolling an allied race, you can roll if you're doing Volpera and Mechanome. If you've got that option, you should be able to add them up on the website as well. So, and if not, Alminia, I did ask, get onto it, please. Thanks. So, you know, because some people might want that if you've got those options to have. So, other than that, 8.3, anything else that I can really think of? You know, patch notes are over on the website, guys. So
update your add-ons, obviously. In fact, I was, you know, the patch comes out and you get the box as you log in the first time, and it says, well, you know, you got a bunch of old ones, you want me to disable them? You go, no, I'll try. And it wasn't like 10 minutes later, another box popped up saying, you know, your add-ons are slowing down your interface. And you're like, oh, what? So now you got to go chase them, because you're like, yeah, I can hear the fans coming on the computer. And it's like, all right.
Yeah.
And then you go out looking for them. You go to, you know, Curse Forge and other places. And they were last updated back last October. And you're like, well.
Yeah. They haven't been updated yet.
Go to Twitch, like Twitch combined with
Curse.
Interface stuff, Curse. Mm. So I just go there a day after and hit, you go into mods and I go, update all, bang. You know, it just updates. I've never really had an issue. But I use Curse, yeah, Curse Twitch, what they have now. It's pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, no, and you know what? Miss Charming says, copy your W2TF folder. That's not a bad idea before you, you know, do things. Because sometimes when you make changes and if you accidentally do the wrong thing, you know, you can mess up your add-on settings when you log back into the game and you're like, no, everything's reset. It can become annoying, but yeah, so, you know, again, those things, and just tread with caution. Again, there might be things that we aren't aware of, because 8.3 has only been out a handful of days. Yeah. So,
and just, it's rebooted almost every day. So
yeah, there's been lots of fixes and hot fixes. So, and if you see anything, and you know, you want to pop it in the Discord channel and just be like, guys, you know, this happened, or I've seen this, it helps if we share the information. Then everyone's going to, you know, is going to be aware, and we can hopefully travel in a safer path for our challenge soon. So but good luck with all the new stuff, and again, just take it easy on your challenge tunes. That's probably the main thing. Now, the only other thing I wanted to let you guys know, it's still a week and a bit away, a couple weeks away, but Spreadshirt will be having free shipping from January 28th to February 1st. Okay, so I'm just going to mention it now. So just in case if you're looking for some merchandise, pop over to the store. There's heaps of good things, like you can get a coffee mug. That's a coffee mug. Okay. Because, you know, hang on. Let me say it. Where is it? Yeah.
Coffee is my blood.
That's it. Okay. So, yeah. So that is coming up on the 28th of January. All right, boys. State of the challenges. Now, I'm going to say right now, I apologize if it's a bit balky because we know the API has been very, very wonky since the patch and people's updating tunes. It's, yeah. So, again, if the state of the challenges is a little off, it's what we've got. So, again, hopefully the API will settle down soon. But let us have a look at what we've got. So, Azzy, do you want to start with the irons, please? Who have we got?
Sure. One thing, I just wanted to run a thing out. What will Stir's next tune be called?
Oh,
Vanessa
oh.
Stir?
Scalwag? No, Kitty Stir.
Kitty Stir.
Keister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keister.
Keister.
Nice.
Keister.
Keister. Keister.
Isn't that an ass?
Yeah.
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 Well, you Americans go around rooting each other.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All right. Kitty.
All right. Ten. Classic iron 50. 10.5 is iron assy at 51. Number 9 is Hrothgorn, 51. Ironcraft is 60 at number 8. Hexy Brittle, number 60. Oh, that's a shimmy. I've been watching him play. He's been doing pretty well.
He made it to 60. Usually Brittle kills him off pretty early, so congratulations.
Go Brittle.
Team Brittle. Proxy at 63, number 6. 5 Melon at 81. Jengalrix at 84, Ferrokiri at 84, Zaylee 95, and poor Stir hit the dirt at 95. Bad
literally.
Yep. Ouch. Absolutely.
Oh, pretty good 95. You know, that's your new 50, isn't it? 95. That's...
Yeah, 95 is my new. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get to 100 usually, but oh well. So, Bloods. Just scanning the list, there's no deaths in the blood, so congrats to everybody. So at number 10, Soul Snuggles at
old
level
Niecy.
23. Yeah, Niecy, you know, she's so steady. It's just, speaking of Niecy, Soul Survivor, 25. At level 8, at level 25 is Blood Raven. Flaneur, level 32. Potato Taco, at 44. So you got to read tacos names backwards.
That's right.
Potato taco.
That's right.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Broken Tooth at 46. At number 4, another Niecy entry at 56. Zaya Berra at 89. Soul Snuffer at 89. And topping the list this week, Soul Stoned at level 100.
Nice.
Can we just rename it?
Niecy, there's only 5. Niecy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's going on? You only got 5 bloods.
I'll get my blood above that. I'll get my blood above that.
I was going to say, I don't think Niecy's done enough this week. I'm joking, okay?
Focus, Niecy, focus.
Well done. All right, passies, go for it, please, Azzy.
My pass is 30, so I don't know what's on. Nokilla at number 4 at 17. Zaya Passy at 18. Gatha at 25. And Veriskai at 56.
As I said, it's probably... Like, we only had 4 passes. Which was
doing the dailies on my passy, and she's 30. So
did she actually level, though?
Probably not.
Maybe that's why.
It goes by levels, does it?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to actually do a level and make sure the API recognizes it. But, yeah, I thought it was a bit unusual, though. There was only four passes, but then I haven't played either one of mine this week. So, you know, again, Chris, get to those dailies. Anyway, tins, guess what? You know, and there was no tins, apparently, this week, which I thought was like, okay. No tins. All right. So greens, Stir, who have we got for the greens?
You know, I'm looking at the list and it's like, okay, you're going to throw a few names out there that are not meant to be pronounced. Like the first one, Pelpus. I mean, that's the pelpus. That sounds like, you know, your doctor says to you, well, look, you've got a pelpus there. And I can take it off. I can take it off. But they did hit 27, so good for them. And yes. Green Raven at 35. Tomatoes at 36. Or is it tomatoes? See, you know, what part of the world are you
tomato,
from?
Tomato.
Tomatoes. Yeah. Daisy at number 7, level 36. Rios, 36. Lore Keeper, 58. Christ Rogue, 65. At number 3, another Feralisa at 68. Zaya Gala at 73. And Fairy Tot at 93. Very good greens, no deaths.
Nice. Well done. Okay. Hit us with the working man, Ozzy. Who we got?
I noticed that, like, you know, myself has expanded our repertoire, and Zaya and Fur and everyone else, but I know Stir is stuck in his ways.
Yes.
Come on, mate, expand. Hashtag don't focus.
Don't focus.
Blur. Hashtag blur.
Hashtag stealth. All right, working man. Number 7 is Gren Worker at 24. Ferrarona at 36, 5 Capanda at level 50, Fur Winter at 55, that's her contest working man. Effortless at 83, Athena at 87, and Contesta at 94. Mm-hmm. You'll be dead at 95 probably. Yeah.
Don't.
I'm literally
your
200.
Turn. Your turn.
I'm 200 points away from 95. I'm just waiting for the list to reset so I can be on the list again.
Don't go picking herbs and Gorgrin, mate. Don't
go. Okay. Or
Advice.
go hug a tree.
Nice. Okay, teams. Stir, can you do all the teams for us this week, please?
Well, okay. Let me grab a drink here.
Yeah.
At number 1, Light and Lightning is at level 76.
For the irons.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought I was done.
Yep. Oh. That's
okay.
Good.
That's just Next iron one. Teams.
That's irons. Yep.
That's irons. Blood teams.
Mm-hmm.
Five Finger Death Taco, double dip, and you guys should know double dipping is not allowed. Five Finger Death Taco Double Dip is at level 22.
I love that name. Awesome.
I do.
Double dip is not okay. Come on.
Nah, the trash heap has spoken. Level 36. So we got those three teams. And that was a green team, by the way. The trash heap.
Yes. Well done, everyone. Like, it's obviously been a busy week with the patch coming out, but still, you know, everyone's couple of rough deaths, I think, there, but on the whole, looks like everyone's not doing too bad. So good luck in everyone leveling this week, and obviously commiserations on those we've lost. Stir. Rough. That's rough. Yeah. But
not my turn.
Not your turn. Yeah.
Yes.
It's mine, actually. Well, these wuzzers. Oh, it's my turn, probably.
Sorry.
Let's just keep it over there, boys.
Wait till November. Yeah. Don't die.
Yeah. There we go. That way, then you'll be under 10 deaths this year. That would be good.
Yeah, I know.
That would be nice. Exactly.
I'm confident.
You did.
I'm not counting contest tunes.
Okay. All right. You don't have to, but yeah.
Until you have a Buddy Hunter contest, I'm not going to play anyone. That's it.
Okay.
Put my foot in the sand.
Okay. You
bigger than this.
You go. You go do that. You hey, look. You never know what could happen. Anything's possible. Just saying.
Whatever. Come on. Yeah. Dead to me.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Let's have a look. Azzy, are you prepared? Because I'm going to be doing your bumper in a minute. So get.
Prepared.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's do the first bumper.
Hey, yo. It's Chit Chat.
Okay. So now let's go into Chit Chat is our good fun and question and tips, tricks, and all those kinds of things. However, as tradition dictates, as far as I'm concerned, we like to start this section off with this particular thing. So, and you know, we do love this bumper. Azzy, I do really love this bumper. So let's do it.
As he's pun.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, kids. With me being live, this is a little bit of a long one.
Okay.
So, kiddie, sit down.
Okay.
It's Uncle Lizzie's Uncle Azzy's pun. Okay. A girl potato and a boy potato had eyes for each other, and finally they got married. And had a little sweet potato girl, which they called Yam. You know, of course, as parents, you know, they wanted the best for Yam. So when it was time, they told her about the facts of life. They wanted her about going out, warned her about going out and getting half baked. So when she would, so she wouldn't get accidentally mashed and get a bad name for herself like hot potato. And end up with a bunch of tater tots. Yam said, not to worry, no spud would get me into the sack and make a rotten potato out of me. But on the other hand, she wouldn't stay home and become a couch potato either. She would get plenty of exercise, but not to be so skinny that she'd be like a shoestring cousin. So when she went off to Europe, Mr. Potato told Yam to watch out for hard-boiled guys from Ireland and the greasy guys from France they called French fries. Mr. Vince Potato sent Yam to Idaho PU, that's Potato University. So when she got graduated, she'd really be in the chips. But in spite of all this, she came back to him and said, one day, Mum and Dad, I'm going to marry Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw, said Mr. Potato, who was sounded really upset. They told Yam, you couldn't possibly marry Tom Brokaw because he's just a commentator. Bang.
Here's Assy.
Cricket.
Okay. With,
Right. Okay. It was very cute, Azzy. I do like the potato puns. That was good. I really didn't know where it was going at the end though, and yep, got me because
another one, but I won't say that. It's a bit rude. I got another one.
Okay,
we'll leave that.
You're gonna leave another it? One. All right, you're just gonna leave it on that one. Okay.
Don't you want to go on a high note?
I don't have a high note. All right.
This says you've been saving that one, haven't you?
Two men were out fishing when one decides to have a smoke. So he asks his mate, says, have you got a lighter? He goes, yeah, just grab my fishing tackle box. And he goes in and he pulls out a 10-inch big lighter. Surprised, the guys ask, where do you get this from? Oh, I've got my personal genie. He goes, wow, can I make a wish? He said, sure. Just make sure you speak clearly because he has a little hard of hearing. Oh, okay, I will. So he rubs a lamp, the genie appears, and the man asks what he wants. The man says, I want $1 million. The genie says, okay, goes back to bowl, and 10 seconds later, a million ducks fly overhead. And the guy says to the other, your genie really sucks at hearing, doesn't he? And the man says, I know. Do you really think I asked for a 10x bic?
Okay.
Okay, folks.
All right. Yeah. No, that's yeah, probably one of the better ones you've actually done for quite some time, as well as the potato one.
I've always wanted a 10-inch Bic lighter. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. Oh my God.
Lita, why don't you tell us about a tip of the week?
Exactly. All right, so let's do this one. Challenger tip of the week. Now, thank you very much to Five sent this one in for emailed this to me. So Five, thank you so much. So he says, avoidance tip. Mobs attacking each other will not aggro you. Run on by or pick up stuff from around them. Mining ore near them may be an exception. He didn't elaborate on that. But, you know, again, something, you know, if you don't normally do it, perhaps test it and see. I must admit, normally avoidance, I don't really go towards too many that do that.
I suppose what he's saying is, I know that in Duskwood, is it Roland's Doom, where you have to go in the cave and get something. There's two Worgen that are fighting each other. They won't attack you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can attack both and they won't attack you. Yeah, I think that's what he means. I mean, okay. They're both attacking you, they won't actually attack you.
Yeah.
Right. But mining might trigger. Yeah.
Mining might trigger it. Why would mining that seems a bit strange, but, you know, like, herbing wouldn't. I would have thought both gathering, interesting.
Oh, no, well, I don't know about mining, because actually attacking do anything. Mm. I don't know why mining would. I know that's the same mob something.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Duskwood. You guys have been into the, you know, not the Rotting Orchard, but that other place where those guys are fighting each other, and you can just kind of walk right past them. In fact, you can even attack one, wait just till its health is almost gone, and then stop and attack the other one, and then
that's what I do. I go in, because that's part of the quest, and what I do is I hit one, and then you hit the other one, and they don't go back to, if you just kill one, the other one go back to full health.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got to drag both, and they'll both be low health, and they won't attack your pet, really.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah, that's true, if you hit both. Fair says, in Fellwood, up in that Worgen area, you can pick the herbs right at the feet of the goblins fighting the Worgen. And Five says, like Swamp of Sorrows, Zoldrak, etc., just saying, there's no ore nodes near the ones I know of. So, seems to be, that's an interesting, you know, a part to know, that if mobs are attacking and you don't hit them, you can walk by them, which is, that's handy to know those kind of things. Nisi says, got to be careful though, because if they kill the one they're fighting, they can come at you. Yeah, but I mean, if they're low enough, if it's the Duskwood one that I'm thinking of, yeah, normally if I'm especially on the hunter, I'll target both, but kill the lowest one first and then focus on that second one. But they're normally low. Like, try and kill them roughly the same time. But, because if you don't, yeah, that other one's going to go back to full health and start again. Also applies widely to beasts versus critters. Mm-hmm. Versus, it's handy in archaeology too. Good to know. Good to know. Okay. Beasts return where they were first aggroed from, and then they may aggro you from there. Yes. That is true. Have noticed that quite often. But still, you know, it's always good to keep an eye on these things, which is handy to know of these. So again, thank you very much for bringing those little tips to the table, because sometimes we don't, you know, we forget about them when we're out there, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, something's happened. So all right, other than that, I can't think of anything else to bring up. I don't think there was anything else as far as I am aware, and then I just thought about something and I was like, oh, there is something that I did not add in. So okay, leaders, just I thought I had everything sorted, and you know what, then I didn't. So there we go. Okay, one so shot. Yeah, I know. Stir, can I get you to do, I've just added this one in from Cell. Can you do that one for me, please? Where? I've literally just added it into the show notes, yeah.
Yes, and it's green text too.
Yes, and you're far so, away again.
Yeah, hit your mic, mate.
Yeah.
In the toilet. Okay.
You never know. So, from Cell, I had a new experience today. I was doing the Get Zarin quest. You know, I was about to say he did the 25756 quest, and you know, everybody's like, "What the hell? That doesn't do me any good." Well, he's doing the Zarin. He's done it a dozen times, no issue. But today, he mowed me down in about 2 to 3 seconds.
Ooh.
I've always done it on an Iron Hunter with no problems, but today he just ignored my pet, my Feigned Death, and my Shadow Melt. For me, it was a unique experience, and that might be useful for others. So, yeah, and you're right, Sel, because things do change. And, you know,
no, that's has a needle, so I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. You know, what I'm finding too is quests that are taking longer to do. You've done them before, and you know, you get in there, zap, zap, kill something, move on to the next. But if a fight goes on for a long time, it seems like some of these NPCs will show secondary kind of attacks and things. And before you know it, you're like, wait, like you know, aimed shots or lightning bolts or things like that, or fear. Yeah. You know,
correct. Yeah, I think of last one of the shows I was on before, I mentioned it when Stan was on. It's I do it's by my path. I do the, you know, the starting quest. I go to Blood Mist, and that 13 is just a dawdle. But if you go later, there's a one you get to kill spiders, and they put it like a dot on your pet that kills it.
Yeah,
not two ticks.
Oh, okay.
So if you do it later, it's dangerous, but if you do it like in, you know, 13, it'll just kill it. So yeah, as the fight goes on, it can bring in other, you know, issues.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And then from LB, he or she mentioned in Discord that there's an exploit going around in the Discord where someone will post essentially a QR code, and that QR code can have some negative effects. And so we are being diligent. Your mods, thank you very much. If they see a post with a QR code, we're going to just delete it. You know, there's really not much. I like URLs because you can see where it's going to go, and you can kind of, you know, test it if you want. But QR codes are big unknowns, and so we're going to delete them if we see them. And so but just be aware that exploit is out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. So, and again, LB, thank you for the information, because wouldn't have known about that. But, you know, again, just be very aware of these things, because, you know, people can be trying to be, you know, tricky, and they want to hack your stuff, and it's just... just be careful with that kind of stuff, guys. So, again. Alrighty. Okay, so there we go. Haha, I fixed the part that I needed to fix. So, thank you. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Alright, let us do our thank yous. Stir, I'll get you. Can you do that? Our Iron Elites to our supporters, please.
Sure.
Thank
sure.
you.
And, you know, 2020, I know things have been changing around. We've messed around with the PayPal and some of the subscriptions and things. And so if you've kept up with us and you've switched over, we really appreciate it.
Thank
so
you.
Contributions, large or small, are helpful.
Yes.
And so the Iron Elite, we try to give you some perks if you join the Iron Elite, like, you know, sooner previews and get to join discussions about what's coming out. So anyway, the Iron Elite, in no particular order, Two Shanks, Aleandras, Assy, Boz, Cecil Harvey, Chupa, Crash Landing, 99, Dave, Da Hunter, Daenerys, Dino, Execute, LB, Fur, Taco, Five Iron, Frasley, Gatston, Grand Negus, Kelvamp, Chris, we love you. You know, you're so helpful. Chris Sir, Lila, Lyson, Michael Ram, Mr. Bright 01, Nisa, you probably know him, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Mickey, yeah, Never Died, Nisi, oh, Canada, Onyx oh. Hammer, Rude, is it Rude or Rud? Looks like
Rude.
Okay. Soylent Greener, myself, Stone, Swing Cat, Tylana, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber.
Tiber.
Toast. Let's see. Tully, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Tyla, the Infirmary Keeper, Almenia. And by the way, folks, you have no idea how much Almenia has been chasing behind the scenes, trying desperately to keep up with the API changes and getting the new website going. So big thank you to Almenia.
Yeah, can I make it a
wriggle
on?
Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, that's why we're paying you big bucks.
big bucks. It's Unamithal, Wanima, Zaya, and Zords. So,
thank you.
Don't jump, Zords.
Thank you. All of you. It's it greatly, you know, is appreciated. So again, thank you. And everything is, all the new things are up on the website. So there is Patreon, PayPal, of course, and for those guys that that support us here on Twitch, again, it's, everything's been updated, and thank you to all of you. So if I've missed anyone, I did do an update and grabbed a couple of people new off Twitch, and please let me know, because I'm trying to be across all of the things, and sometimes it gets a little bit crazy. So please, you know, poke me if it'll be like, later, I'm not there. Please don't feel, you know, don't feel bad, or let the mods know when they can let me know, please. Other than that, again, I have to say, from Stone, Stir, and myself, again, the mods do an amazing job. Thank you for all of the things that you guys do. We do greatly appreciate it. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts, thank you. You make our lives much easier. So thanks, guys, for doing the things that you do. We do appreciate it. And again, I'm just going to send him an, Alminia is working, like, he is very busy getting things sorted, and obviously 8.3 dropping with the API changes has made things a little bit more crazier on our end, but he is very busy behind the scenes getting things sorted. So Alminia, thank you. Thank you so much. Other than that, everyone listening, everyone in the Twitch channel, you know, just you guys hanging out with us, we do appreciate that. Everyone in Discord, you know, just playing your tunes, having fun with it, that's a huge huge thing to see all you guys doing that. So again, thank you for just being here. We do appreciate that. Other than that, we will be back next week, which is Saturday, January 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you know what? It will be episode 200 next week. So it's as much as Stone's probably busy and he's not here. We started this show and probably never thought we'd get to this point. But here we are, you know, it's amazing. Episode 200. So I'm going to be doing something a little bit different next week. I'm going to have a call-in show. So if you are interested in participating to call in, please let myself or at least Nisi know, because I need to have set things up. If there's anything that you want to send in, please let me know as well, okay? But yeah, we're going to do not a free-for-all, but a call-in show for next week. Other than that, Azzy, thank you. And you know, 199 is a very, very important number, Azzy, because it is the number before 200. So thank you for being here for 199. And it's always good to catch up.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll thank the mods too for not kicking me when I, well, Stu reckons I'm the guild curmudgeon when I you know, when a newbie gets out of line, I might have to smack down and not get kicked. So,
a newbie, new player will come into the guild and say something like, is it okay if I die? Can I just keep playing? And you can just feel the mojo coming from Assy. He's like, go ahead, kill him. I don't care. That's the guild coroner is low in its quota anyway. So
yeah, I said FAQ. There's a reason it's there. Yeah. And, you know, I know. I see Nisi in the background just itching to hit the kick button, but she doesn't. And that's good.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
But that's great. I'm glad to come in and show my pun skills and captive audience.
You did look. You have sent some not so good ones over the time, and I have to say the potato one was very cute. Was very
my
cute.
My people will be in touch with your people, with lawyers. That's all. That was gold.
It was cute. Not quite. Come on, Azzy. Look, you always have to have a step up, okay?
If you all thought right? I was gold, you would put me on a 200th show. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Shots fired. Hey, look, you want to ring in next week, you can ring in. You let me or Nisi know and we will do it.
No, thanks for that. I appreciate the effort. You know, it was fun.
It's lovely to catch up.
Got me out of my grumpiness.
Good. Oh, good.
Got out of my grumpiness.
Good.
Yeah. But nice. I might slip back later.
well, do that when you're focused on your iron, okay? You can be grumpy iron. That's
correct.
Fine.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you? If you know, where they can find you with all your puns.
I was going to say if you want more puns, but that may not be the case. But my Twitter is at Asylun, Asylun.
Mm-hmm.
Just contact me, say how awesome I am and how underrated I am on the show. But that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Hashtag Stir's turn. No, it's actually my turn, isn't it?
It is your turn. It's not my turn.
I was going to say, Fur, but they're all a bit precious. I think I might stick with us two.
Yeah, I think we're throwing it right back on you too.
I thought Nisi, she's got a turn she can play. She like
no, she just killed one. Yeah. She just literally killed one a couple of weeks ago. Like 2 weeks ago.
How can you kill a bloodthirsty? How is that possible?
Easy.
How can you kill a bloodthirsty?
It's easy. You can kill any turn. It's
focus, Nisi.
Things happen. Things happen. Anyway. All right. Okay. Stir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's where can we find you before I get into the other stuff? Might as well do yours.
Oftentimes, you'll find me in Wormrest Accord in the Guild Executive Lounge. So just log in and do a search for Stir. And you don't have a key. It's,
no.
But you you get lounge. A frequent discount with the Guild Corner. That's what you get. That's your perk.
I've got a date with Scalwag.
Scalwag.
I gave her a gold.
Olga.
The Scalwag. Okay, I gave her a gold.
Yeah, right. If you give her a gold, she'll do stuff for you. I'm telling you.
Anyway, you guys can talk after the show, because you know I feel like I'm now into something that might be a little intrusive. Well, but anyway,
wait, she charged you a gold?
Oh dear. Anyway, okay. Where you can find us. You can find us over at wowchallenges.com for the website, and there you will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels, where you can see all the banter over on Discord with these two and the Guild Coroner and all that fun. Don't forget, you can download the episodes. You should be able to correctly do that now, because Stone and I fixed that little issue. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you would like to send anything in, questions, tips, tricks, puns, just remember, you know, we've got a standard we like to live up to, don't we?
What?
We do. Yes. Weeder's making a standard now. It's got to be like cute. Got to be cute. Cute puns, that would be good. Anyway, you can send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Where you can find me, I am over on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can also find Stone and myself doing Adventures in Azeroth, which we did episode 93 yesterday. So that is out if you want to check it out. Okay.
New mounts, didn't you?
I did. New mount. I got a couple. Yeah, I'm at 380. So,
what's the one? You 6 month mount. What's that? The
peak squeakers. It's a mouse. Year of the rat.
Mouse.
It's my year, baby. I'm a year of the rat. Dirty rat. You dirty rat. That's, anyway, that's me.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. Hey, Azzy! All right.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Voodoo's on you, Azzy.
Well.
Devin? Okay. Anyway, yeah, back to you.
We would like to thank Mark Conan for doing our intro. And you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And also, of course, we have to thank Epic Insanity for the outro. And you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. So thanks to those two gentlemen who make our beginning and ending music.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
We do. They've been wonderful friends of ours and supported us over all these years. So again, guys, thank you. So throw them some love over there, please. Other than that, I think it's time to wrap it up. So again, Azzy, thank you for coming on the show and catching up with us. We really do appreciate it. Good luck on the new iron and on all of the different challenges you're doing. Stir, please have a safer week this week. Would be good, you know.
Yeah,
it's definitely Azzy's turn this week. Other than that, chat room... Have a good week, guys. Stay safe both in and out of game, and we will catch you next week for episode 200. Say goodbye, guys. Bye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys. Hashtag stays 10.
Yeah.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at in CompuTech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.